Oh, this second hour of Inland Folk for May the 16th of... Whoops, you know what? We can't do that. This is an evergreen show. It's going to air the first time on May the 16th, okay? But this is not a show. We're supposed to eliminate all time references, and I just messed up. But anyway, it'll be first run on May the 16th of 2015, and maybe 10 years from now, you'll hear this and you'll go, wow, nothing much has changed since 2015. Anyway, this is Inland Folk, and this is the second hour of the show. And we have Jefferson and Friends right here. As soon as I figure out just which CD player they're on here, they're right here on CD 2. Okay, Jefferson and Friends.
Don't be scared now, don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic protection for the whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and the wife. Honey, you can count on me. Poisons, it can stop a lot of germs. After you're dead, it can even stop the worm. Postmortem security. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. You can cut it with scissors or utility knife. It's as simple as ABC. Windows, wrap it on your doors. If your skin breaks out, cover up your pores. It can save you from infirmity. A duct tape and plastic can save your life. Make sure you give it to the kids and the wife. Honey, you can count. Looking for an investment with a real fast maturity? Call the director of the Homeland Security. He knows just what to do. He'll recommend duct tape, he'll recommend plastic, and the market will rebound like a snap of elastic, and we'll be protected too. Duct tape and plastic can save your life. You can cut it with scissors or utility knife. Simple as ABC. scared now, don't be spastic. We got lots and lots of duct tape and plastic protection for that whole family. Duct tape and plastic can save a life. Make sure you get to the kids and their wife. Honey, you can count on. You know you can count on. Yeah, you can count on me.
So this tune is, I thought, I always thought of it as a kind of a, perhaps the kind of song that maybe if animals sang more like us, they would sing something like this. And so I'll do the chorus for you, and if you want to do the chorus with me, it sounds really nice when people do the chorus.
Yeah. holy hour. Holy hour. Mind you how your life is going. Mind you how your life is going. Flower, flower. Flower, flower. Let me suck your spirit.
President Bush says the government can pay for a massive rebuilding of areas destroyed by Hurricane Katrina without raising taxes. Democrats and some Republicans are raising questions about where that money's going to come from. President Bush says the federal government will pay most of the costs of building new roads and bridges, restoring housing and health care, and providing job training and primary education for hundreds of thousands of people displaced by the killer storm.
The recovery of the Gulf Coast region will be one of the largest reconstruction efforts the world has ever seen. And I have made a pledge of the American people. Throughout the area hit by the hurricane, we will help our citizens rebuild their communities and their lives.
Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? You took away my home down in New Orleans. I'm standing on my rooftop waiting for the National Guard. I'm standing on my rooftop waiting for the National Guard. If they don't get here soon, my legs will be waterlogged. Washington got the warning, levee gonna crash. Washington got the warning, levee gonna crack. But it's a bourgeois town, and that bourgeois clown got his circus in Iraq.
President's given no estimate for the cost of that rebuilding, but it is certain to be higher than the $62 billion already approved by Congress. Asked about the cost during a Friday news conference with Russian President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Bush said the government would have to slash unnecessary spending, but he's confident Washington can handle it, saying it's going to cost whatever it's going to cost.
I tore off my shirt, made a sign, said S.O.S. I tore off my shirt, made a sign, said S.O.S. They went right by me, gonna let me die, I guess. I saw 14 corpses floating down on their backs. I saw 14 corpses floating down on their backs. I might be number 15. They can't rescue me there in Iraq. Can't count on your constitution. It wasn't written for me. Can't count on your constitution. It wasn't written for me. That statue in New York Harbor ain't my Statue of Liberty. Can't count on your congressman working in Washington, D.C. Can't count on your congressman working in Washington, D.C. That man in the White House ain't no president to me.
Again, addressed criticism that race may have played a role in the slow pace of the response, as most of those stranded in the floodwaters of New Orleans were black and poor. Mr. Bush,
as we rebuild homes and businesses, we will renew our promise to be the land of equality and decency. And one day, Americans will look back at the response to Hurricane Katrina and say that our country grew not only in prosperity, but also in character and justice.
Katrina, Katrina, could you be so cruel? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so cruel? You left me standing on a rooftop, crying like a crazy fool. Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? Katrina, Katrina, how could you be so mean? I wanna go home to New Orleans. I wanna go home to New Orleans. I wanna go home to New Orleans.
As we rebuild homes and businesses, we will renew our promise to be the land of equality and decency.
Jefferson and Friends, Katrina, Katrina. And, of course, you know, you think about it, that was back in 2005. Now, this show is being recorded 10 years after Katrina, and it'll probably run, you know, 13 years after Katrina, 12 years after Katrina. And these are the things we can't forget. These are the things that we need to remember and be aware of. And those of you who were young enough to not have lived through it or didn't live in the United States and the, of course, worldwide, I mean, people got it. They figured it out. I mean, there are a lot of, look, you look at the tsunami in Japan and you look at the one that affected the folks in Indonesia, right around that same time, actually, or a little bit before and a little after. You know, you've got to think that these are the kinds of things that should unite people, and they do temporarily, and then things go awry. And then we kind of start all over again, but it takes these natural disasters or man-made ones. And you think of 9/11, you think of 9/11. At the point of 9/11, the U.S. had everybody on their side. And then it's how you deal with all of that that makes it all do what it does, right? So anyway, got to think about that. Got to think about that. Can't forget. You can't forget. You move on and you learn from. Good song. Good song. And of course, their whole thing is it didn't all work like it was supposed to. And in some ways, there are probably a lot of people that don't think that it did work like it was supposed to. On the other hand, there are a lot of folks who community service folks and churches and people from all over the United States, little teeny towns, that all got together and banded together and went down there to New Orleans and helped rebuild houses and helped rebuild churches and helped provide supplies and all that kind of thing. And people are still going down there dealing with Katrina torn and damaged areas of Louisiana and Mississippi. Pretty interesting. Michael Smith, Honey to the Hive, before that, and then Duct Tape and Plastic from Jefferson and Friends. I want to play Michael Smith's probably his most famous song. But very rarely do we play Michael Smith's version of this song. We only play Steve Goodman's or I think the Clancy Brothers recorded this, or at least Liam and Tommy Makem did, and the Kingston Trio recorded it, and a lot of people have recorded The Dutchman. And this is Michael Smith's version from this live album. There are several other versions of him doing it. It's a great little song. Let us go to the banks of the ocean where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me, Michael Smith.
This tune sounds really nice when people sing it. The chorus, it sounds good when people sing it. I kind of designed it for... I had this vision of people singing it in a beer garden. Okay? Goes like this.
Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Try it. Let us go to the banks of the ocean.
Let us go to the banks of the ocean,
where the walls rise.
Where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee.
Long ago I used to.
Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me.
Perfect.
The Dutchman's not the kind of man to keep his thumb jammed in the dam that holds his dreams in. But that's a secret only Margaret knows. When Amsterdam is golden in the morning, Margaret brings him breakfast. She believes him. He thinks the tulips bloom beneath the snow. He's mad as he can be, but Margaret only sees that sometimes. Sometimes she sees her unborn children in his eyes. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee.
Long ago,
I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that for me. Dutchman still wears wooden shoes, his cap and coat are patched with love that Margaret sewed in. Sometimes he thinks he's still in Rotterdam. He watches tugboats down canals and calls out to them when he thinks he knows the captain. Margaret comes to take him home again. Through unforgiving streets that trip him, though she holds his arm, sometimes he thinks he's alone and he calls her name. Let us go to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that dream. The windmills whirl the winter, and she winds his muffler tighter. They sit in the kitchen. Some tea with whiskey keeps away the dew. Sees her for a moment, calls her name. She makes the bed up, humming some old love song. She learned it when the tune was very new. He hums a line or two. They hummed
together in the night. The Dutchman falls asleep and Margaret blows the candle out. Let us go
to the banks of the ocean,
where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago, I used to be a young man, and dear Margaret remembers that of me. Let us go
to the banks of the ocean, where the walls rise above the Zuider Zee. Long ago,
fire. The rain is Tess, the fire is Joe, and they call the wind Mariah. Mariah blows the stars around and sets the clouds a-flying. Mariah makes the mountain sound like folks are up, they're dying. She had me, and the sun was always shining. But then one day I left my gal, I left her far behind me, and now I'm lost, so gull darn lost, not even God can find me.
Sam Baker, not the Texas Sam Baker that we play a lot, but another Sam Baker. You know, there got to be a lot of Sam Bakers out there. Anyway, they call the wind Mariah, originally from the Broadway play Paint Your Wagon, and did a wonderful job of that in the movie Paint. Remember the movie Paint Your Wagon? Was it Harvey Keitel that sang that? Anyway, just a great intro. Ray Walston said, "It's a living hell up here, what with the bloody loneliness." What, how did he? And the bloody rain and the bloody, bloody wind. I'll never forget that. Anyway, that was a movie with Clint Eastwood and Lee Marvin. And anyway, I'll take a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Meyer, and we're coming back for lots more music. You need to make sure that you stick around, because if you don't stick around, you're going to miss something that you're going to know that you really would have liked. Okay? So that's how that goes. We're coming back from the break. Hang on now.
Programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Cowgirl Chocolates in Moscow, creating mild and spicy chocolate bars, truffles, and more since 1997. Gifts and colorfully wrapped chocolates are available at the retail shop on 3rd Street, open Monday through Saturday, and online at cowgirlchocolates.com.
You're in for a rainy day today. Look for consistent showers and strong winds. Gusts could reach 25 miles per hour in the Lewis Clark Valley, so make sure you're driving safe. The showers should continue into this evening and overnight, too, tapering off a bit into Sunday. Highs today 65 on the Palouse and 70 in the Valley, and tonight's lows around 50.
There is a house in New York. and spin the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Take me to the night, I'm tipping topsy-turvy, turning upside down.
One of the best songs that came out of the 60s. Eric Anderson wrote that song. A lot of people recorded it, actually. At least I remember that the Chad Mitchell Trio, I think it was the Mitchell Trio, recorded that. And I think maybe Peter, Paul, and Mary may have recorded that as well. But it was a well-done song, an often-done song, a very good song. And that was a wonderful version from the Daily Flash, which was a band, I believe, from the 70s. An 80s out of Seattle, Steve Lawler's band, and Barry Curtis and a bunch of other folks. And they did a lot of things. How about that version of the House of the Rising Sun with the Animals lyrics, House of the Rising Sun, which is actually an old traditional song from New Orleans way, way, way back. But how about that version to the tune of Amazing Grace, the Daily Flash? Good stuff, good harmonies. My goodness me. Sam Baker, one more McDonald of the Heights. There you go. Oops, 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 oops. That's not what we want. We want that instead.
Two things. in the line that charged the heights and scrambled in the clay. Too thin the eastern townships got, who showed them all the way. And perhaps had you not fallen, you might be what Brock became. But not one in 10,000 knows your name. To say the name MacDonald, it would bring no bugle call. But the redcoats stayed beside you when they saw their general fall. 'Twas MacDonald raised the banner then and set the heights aflame. But not one in 10,000 know your name. Oh, you brought the field all standing with your courage and your luck. But unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame, and have not one in 10,000 know your name. And now the general on his tower stands alone. And there's like an un-MacDonald carved upon that weathered stone. In a corner of that monument to glory you could claim. But not one in 10,000 knows your name. Oh, you brought the field all standing with your courage and your luck. But unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame. Have not one in 10,000 know your name. Oh, you brought the field all standing with your courage and your luck. But unknown to most, you're lying there beside old General Brock. So you know what it is to scale the heights and fall just short of fame, and have not one in 10,000 know your name.
Seek enjoyment from merciless employment. They envisioned this deployment since the minute they left the school. So they save and scrape and ponder, while others go and squander, roam the world and rove and wander, and they're happier as a rule. Ho! Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. Well, I've roamed throughout the nations, took delight in all creations, enjoyed a wee sensation when the company did prove kind, and the parting was no pleasure. So I drunk another measure to the good friends that I treasure, for they always are on my mind. Ho! We're sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together you'll face the world. You're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've galloping bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. So you've been one used to action, and you're lying there in traction. You can gain some satisfaction thinking, Jesus, at least I tried. Oh, sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together
one more time now. Ah, they're sober men, clap those hands now.
And drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a rambling rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
She's a fine wee lass, a bonny wee lass, she's bonny wee Jeannie McCall. I got my mother's engagement ring and a bonny wee tartan shawl. I met her at a wedding in a cooperative hall. You go, I was the best man, she was the belle of the ball. Tramp, I was the best man, she was the belle of the ball. One night I met me Jeannie, she was awfully, awfully shy. The ring was pouring down and she was happy, so was I. He was laughing there together as we clambered.
Feel hard at work and taking crows for a day. Me run around with another man's wife. Who can me get no way? Run mouth, run mouth, run mouth. Now get your fill. I sold my true love to my coat. Down the road I go. Run mouth, run mouth, run mouth. Now you get your fill. Way up on the mountain, hear my horn a blow. Say I'm coming for my bow. Run now, run now, run now. Now you get your fill. Run now, run now, run now. Now you get your fill.
Now, don't you wake up. We'll be leaving at first light. Mama's buying you a mockingbird to lull you through the night. Across the den by morning, here's a blanket for you to share. They're building down in Georgia. Daddy hears he'll find work there. And the mockingbird can't sing like the cry of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I'm not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way. Work for the working man, just one more empty mill. Hard times and rocking hair, hard times harder still. The crows are in the kitchen, the wolves at the door. Our father's land of Eden is paradise no more. And the mockingbird can sing like the crying of a dove. And I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. But I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones you. Stayed in Eden. Her husband's got some land. An agent for the county thinks that they might make a stand. A hard life of working with nothing much to show. A long life leaving with nowhere to go. And the mockingbird can sing like the cry of a dove. I can't tell my daughters all the things that I'm scared of. but I am not afraid of that bright glory up above. Dying's just another way to leave the ones
Oh, that's the Carolina Chocolate Drops. The title cut from their last album came out a couple of years back, Leaving Eden. And since then, a couple of Chocolate Drops have done some solo albums. Don Flemons has done one, and Rhiannon Giddens has done one. It's an amazing album, actually. Of folk stuff. She does a lot of Gaelic and mouth music and things like that. She's kind of into the whole Celtic thing. Very interesting construct from which she does folk music. She does a lot of contemporary sort of rock arrangements to these things. Alrighty, the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Before that, me, Ramblin' Rover, and She's a Fine Wee Lass, a Bonnie Wee Lass is Bonnie Wee Jeannie McCall. From my album from 1997, Live at the Combine, a farewell concert. It was a farewell to the Combine, which was a wonderful place in Pullman, where a lot of people played, people like Bill Staines and Brian Bowers and Phil Cunningham and Allie Bain and the Old Blind Dogs and Tom Paxton and David Mallett and Heidi Muller and lots and lots of people played. Like Tom Dundee and David Maloney and, oh my gosh, tons of really cool people played. Martin Wyndham Reed. And the list just goes on and on and on. A lot of good concerts at the old Combine. John Gorka even played there one time. Yes, indeed. Eunjung Shin on the playlists. Eunjung Shin and telling me that I got to put durations. I'm always criticizing musicians for not putting the durations on their albums. And what? I didn't do that on my last album. On my second to last album. Oh, well. Email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. And I will get back to you. You can call me at 509-332-5047. And I'll call you sooner than later. All righty? We're going to be back for another hour of Inland Folk. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.